Hi, this is Dave Huberger, CEO at First Bank Hampton. Congratulations to the class of 2022. We are proud of your accomplishments and cannot wait to see what the future has in store for you. Wherever your next road is headed, make sure to take us with you. Download the First Bank Hampton app and start using all the convenient features available at your fingertips, like mobile deposit, bill pay, and account alerts to help you manage your bank account from anywhere, anytime. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio On The Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues that affect our area. And now, here's today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program.
We're visiting with Appleton Parkersburg Superintendent Randy Strabula. They held a board meeting on Tuesday night, May 17th. Mr. Strabula, first of all, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Let's run through the some of the key action items that the board discussed here last night. First big one that Mr. Berkey and Derek Harkin shared was the facility improvement plan. What are some of the key points with this, and what the board ultimately decided to go forward with this?
Mr. Berkey and Mr. Harkin, they deal with our building grounds, transportation, things along that line. What we try to do is use some planning for ongoing projects and costs, or also to do some planning for budgetary purposes for unique expenditures, like fixing up the tennis courts here, doing a section of the roof at the Appleton building on an annual basis, that type of thing. That way, our PEPL and loss fund, which we have for building projects, we can kind of predict what the balances might be and the costs might be. But every year we do some concrete work. Every year we refinish one or two of the gym floors in the district, buying some different equipment. One of our projects we already approved for this summer is fixing enhancing the lighting in the high school parking lot that's kind of been minimal since the building was put up in 2009, so that type of thing. One of the biggies that Mr. Harkin talked about was kind of doing some exploratory work on the east side of the facility here in the back, kind of bordering the wrestling room and the locker rooms, things along that line at the high school. That ever since the facility has been constructed, there's been leakage into the basement area, if you will, of the school, and so why that is leaking is what we want to try and find out. It's been there since we built the building in 09, and so it's time, it's time that we have to look at it and say, what is the problem here? Instead of just trying to deal with the symptoms, let's deal with the problem. So that's something that's been happening for a while. Let's find out. And so what they're looking at doing is doing some trenching in the back to see where is the water actually seeping into, how can we tile this to resolve the issue, et cetera.
Well, moving on, the board discussed approval of school fees and lunch prices for the upcoming school year. What did the board ultimately decide with this?
With the school fees for like at registration time and things like that, that there would be no change on our fees for this year. As we come back into registration in the fall, they'll be the same level as what they were for the elementary, middle school, and high school for the current year. There's no change in that regard. We're also waiting on the breakfast and lunch prices before setting those. With the pandemic emergency orders and things like that, we've had free lunch and breakfast programming for all students the last year and a half, 2 years. And so that is set to expire on June 30th, where the government would provide free meals, both breakfast and lunch, for every student, regardless of their economic condition. That is set to expire on June 30th, that emergency declaration. And therefore, we would be required to then start charging families for their breakfasts and lunches unless they qualified under free or reduced price meals. There is some discussion within Congress whether or not there will be another year of extension of this program, John. And so we decided, rather than setting our lunch prices for 2022-23, that we would wait until we hear at least another month here to get more clarification from Congress whether that's going to be extended. So that's what we're really hoping for there. But the rest of the fees, I believe, will be the same as what they were last year, except for the three-year-old pre-K tuition has gone up $5 a month from $65 to $70 a month. But everything else is staying the same for the upcoming school year.
And then moving on, the board discussed the substitute teacher pay going to be increasing a little bit here, and it sounds like the board is wanting to prioritize being a leader in this department. What can you tell us about what the board decided?
You know, we've been trying to work on our wage scales for all of our employee groups to make them competitive, because it's a pretty tight job market here for employers. Everyone's looking. So in order to be competitive, we wanted to try and stay with other people, as well as, in this case, catch up to a few people. But yes, the board did vote last night to increase the substitute teacher rate for a regular substitute teacher from $110 to $115 per school day.
And then after that, the board approved some changes with the administration, particularly with how things are going to be managed, especially in the Applington building. Tell our listeners what these changes all entail here.
What we would look at is realigning basically the third, fourth, and fifth, and kind of splitting that responsibility and expanding Mr. Boozman's building control, if you will, and removing some of those things from Mrs. May's responsibility. So essentially the third, fourth, and fifth building management, the operation, the day-to-day, everything the operating within the building there will be expanded into Mr. Boozman's arena, an area that he has some strength in and operating it that way, whereas the 3, 4, and 5 curriculum and instructional programming will stay with Mrs. May, an area of strength there. So we're trying to meet people's strengths and also balance out our administrative load a little bit more.
And then moving on with approval of Four Oaks Family and Children's Services Agreement, sounds like this is going to be beneficial for the district. It sounds like a kind of a referral type of service, right?
Somewhat in that regard. It's a way for individual and family counseling to be conveniently accessed by families or students. Four Oaks is a separate institution. They provide individual and family counseling. What this contract does for us, John, is that it allows Four Oaks to use our facility to provide this individual counseling to students within one of our buildings. Parents would agree to it. We don't just let kids and outsiders chat away on things. It would all have to be parentally approved, but this way parents don't have to either take off work, pull the kid out of school for 2 or 3 hours, drive them to Grundy Center or Cedar Falls to meet with the counselor for an hour and then bring them back, that the counselor would spend certain days within our district and be able to have regularly scheduled sessions with our students while here, in order to save the parents time, driving cost, the students time, et cetera, et cetera. It's a win-win. There is no cost to the district for this. The Four Oaks works with the parents for either insurance coverage, Medicaid coverage, however that works. It's a win-win for the district. We get some outside in-depth counseling for our clients, and they can do that here to save for convenience factor and familiarity, et cetera, John.
Anything else you want to share here about AP schools as the end of the school year is right around the corner here?
Well, we do have it right around the corner. You're right, John. This Sunday, the 22nd at 1 o'clock, is the graduation for and you've probably been covering graduate interviews and things like that over the course of the last month, senior spotlights, if you will. But 1 o'clock, we have our graduation for the 54 students who are graduating in the class of 2022. We're excited and proud for them and proud of them. They've done a lot of nice things for our school buildings, our programming, and our communities over the years. And so really proud of them in that regard. Also, the month of May, really do want to stress to our community, et cetera, that May is School Board Appreciation Month. And so really do want to thank our 5 school board members for their service. It's an unpaid position and not always a popular position. And so really have to give credit to the individuals who serve on our board in the interest of our students and our property taxpayers within our district. So those would be Nate Stege, Dave Schneiderman, Jill Colcor, Amy Truax, and Deb Grandin, our current board members. And so we really want to make sure that people do know that they're on the board and recognize and thank them for their services.
That's been Applington-Parkersburg Superintendent Randy Strabala.
Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton. First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com and click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher.
Hi, this is Kent Mullenbeck at First Bank Hampton. After a 41-year banking career, I have decided to retire at the end of May. Thank you to my current and former customers for contributing to the memories along the way. In honor of my retirement, First Bank Hampton will be serving cake, coffee, and punch on Wednesday, May 25th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Please stop in and reminisce as we celebrate the end of my banking career. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.